The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
Do you want it or not?
Oh, fine. You brought it with you? What if I said no?
Well, you didn't. Stick your arm out.
Oh, fine.
Oh, and by the way, this is going to hurt.
Oh.
A fucking book. Thank you, Asa. Thank you so fucking much.
I'm just gonna pull the files and talk to Carl. See what I find.
If there's something to find, Maddie, you'll find it. I know you will.
Maybe I'm not worried about trying to be perfect. Good. Be happy.
Be happy.
Think that'd help?
Gear up. We're gonna take a walk.
Gloves, boy.
Gloves, electrolock picks, night sight gear, password descrambler, crowbar, and bring a piece.
This sounds like fun. Man, it's been a while since we had this kind of action. So, where are we gonna go?
To church.
Be happy. Right. Fucking moron.
What? Where? How did I get here?
Oh, you're up.
Hooks? What are you doing here?
I was sleeping.
In the brothel? How did you get in here? What am I doing in here? And where are my clothes?
Well, let's see. I was in the office late last night, taking care of a little paperwork.
You were looking for pills.
I was looking for pills. Then you came in, apparently really, really impaired on something. You said getting my rocks off would make me lighten up. You dragged me into this client room, locked the door behind you, and started taking off your clothes.
I tend to do that when I'm really high.
Do you usually stuff your clothes down the incinerator chute? Because you did that, too. You got into bed, and I told you I wasn't going to do anything with you while you were in that state. And you called me some names. Then you apologized, and then you passed out. So I covered you up and slept on the floor.
You missed out. I'm a good time when I'm fucked up.
So, what happened?
You know those pills I've been keeping away from you?
You've been taking them? Got any left?
No!
Hello? Somebody in there?
Oh, God! You! Get under the bed!
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mom?
This isn't what it looks like.
Okay. What is it?
I brought Asa some dinner last night, and I had to get in the dumpster to give it to him. And my clothes were all covered with garbage juice. Ruined. So I came back and threw my clothes in the incinerator. And I slept here. That's all.
Mom, Mom. I think I know what's going on here.
No, you don't. I can explain.
Hey. It's okay.
It is?
Look, I'm not going to pretend it makes sense to me. And it's not something I do. But I know Dad's been gone for a while now, and you must be feeling lonely. Look, if you want to take on a client yourself, I mean, it's your body, right? As long as you're being safe.
It was a bad day.
Don't worry so much. We're doing great. We're really getting back on our feet here, and it's all thanks to you, Mom. I'm really proud of you. Especially the way you've been helping Hooks get clean. That's not something just anyone could do, you know.
I don't even know what to say to that.
You don't have to say anything. I just came in to check everything before I got breakfast. You wanna come with?
No, you go ahead. I'm gonna get changed. Clean up?
Okay. Well, I'll be at the garden terrace to change mine.
Oh, God. She's proud of me. She thinks I know what I'm doing, and I'm still fucking up. And she's gonna find out, and she's gonna hate me, and she's gonna leave. And I'll be completely alone, and it'll be my own stupid fault.
Are you talking to me, or...
Get up here, you stupid bastard. Help me. You got me into this. What the hell do I do now?
I got... never mind.
Look, this doesn't have to be a catastrophe. Why don't you just take the same shot you gave me?
I can't. I have to be able to function. I can't take days off to be all fucked up on detox. Besides, if I do that, Tithy'll know what I've been doing. Cold turkey. I'll go cold turkey. I can do that.
Sure.
I'm strong.
You're very strong.
Maybe I should wean myself off them. A little at a time.
Debbie.
Never mind. It's not your problem. Do me a favor, will you? Go to my place and bring me back some clothes. Here's the key.
Okay.
Hook. Thanks. For being a gentleman.
You don't need to thank me for that. I'll be back soon.
No sound at all, we barely speak a word.
Alright, here we go. We got a whole mess of burglarizing junk here. So you want to explain what we're going to do with it?
We're going to hit the church.
Shepherd's Place? What for?
You remember when we went to see Regina? She said there were crates of behold left behind in the church. That's crates, as in plural, as in beautiful shiny money.
Yeah, well, I also remember that she said she didn't even know if it's still there.
Oh, it's there. You think the cops would keep quiet about a behold bust that big? Crates, Major. Crates.
That's a lot of behold. Even one crate. Just one crate. That's enough cash to get you back on top, boss.
Enough cash to get my mother the fuck out of town, I'll tell you that.
Alright, when do we do it?
Right now. Place has been abandoned since the firefight. It's a ghost town over there. We sneak in through the back, grab the stuff, and get paid.
And I can get a new leg. The guys can stop calling me Leadfoot. I don't drive that fast now.
You're nice to me. I might just buy you two. Come on. Let's go do some crime.
Hey, Maddie!
Hey, Leo. It's been too long.
That's life for you. You want some coffee?
Is it fresh?
Just made it. Come on in.
Wow. Was this taken at our graduation party?
Yeah. I still don't remember half that night.
Well, you didn't miss much. Oh, and this one, on the beach. Is this Lawrence?
That's him.
Handsome devil.
You have no idea.
How long you two been married?
Coming up on 3 years. Cream?
And sugar, please. 3 years. Wow. Time flies.
So, I hear you're looking into what happened to your dad.
Word travels fast in the old neighborhood, doesn't it?
Miss Hutchins told my aunt, who told my ma, who told, I think, every other member of my family. So?
Your dad was a soldier for the Arkells.
Cops never prove that.
Come on, Leo. Can we just skip the bullshit for a minute and talk like a couple of old friends? I know your father didn't hurt my dad. Police have him on vid at the time. I'm just... I wondered if he ever talked about that night.
Dad and I... He didn't tell me about the business. He wanted to make sure I stayed out of it.
What about Tommy Arkell?
Tommy?
Did your dad ever mention him?
Yeah, sure. He used to crack us up with all the shit Tommy used to say. Funny guy. Remember the time he crashed the prom and went home with that English teacher?
Uh-huh. Hilarious.
So you still think he's the one who hurt your dad, huh?
He was 3 blocks away, Leo. I mean, you were friends with him. You knew what he was capable of.
Look, Maddie, Tommy was into a lot of crazy shit, no doubt. But he never talked about anything too serious. Sure as hell not about killing someone. And a cop? I never heard Tommy get linked to that. People talk about stuff like that. I don't know much, but I know you don't get ahead in the family by going after cops. That's wingnut shit.
It's gotta be him.
If you say so. But sorry. Dad never talked about that stuff with me. He kept my ass on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, how's your mother doing?
She's all right. I'm just glad Joyce already gave her a grandson. Otherwise, I'd never get any peace.
Come in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Roberts.
Roberts, I know who you are. I mean, we've met. I mean, your body and I have met. Oh, well, I sure didn't say that out loud, did I?
If it's any consolation, this is beyond awkward for me, too. I've been meeting all sorts of people who think they know me. I passed this transvestite hooker on the street, and he started yelling at me about... Well, and you don't even need to hear about this, do you?
Oh my God. Let's start over. Hi, I'm Regina.
I'm Roberts.
Just Roberts?
Yeah. My first name's Maxwell, but everyone just calls me Roberts.
All right. Roberts. I understand you're here to... Oh, what is it exactly?
I've been appointed to assist you in getting the Kingery back online.
That's an unusual job for a policeman, isn't it?
Well, keep in mind, the Kingery brings in a great deal of revenue to this part of the world. And when Reverend Shepherd shut down the...
Vice?
The less socially acceptable businesses, a lot of that revenue was lost. It's in everyone's best interest to get that Kingery 100% up and running again. I'm just here to help with the legal aspects. And it's just possible I'm being kept out of the way.
I know the feeling. I'm sure everyone would rather. I just went away.
No, not you. The situation, maybe. If we could get down to business.
Well, of course. Sure. Take a seat.
Okay, my first question is about licensing. I assume you've applied for a new gaming license.
Yes. Luckily, most of the equipment was still in storage. Adam, Reverend Shepherd, hadn't gotten around to selling it off.
Okay, that's good. After everything's reinstalled, you're going to have everything inspected. I can tell you, the gaming commission will go all over this place 10 times more thoroughly than the police did.
Huh. I suppose they have more to lose.
Regarding the Sally Onks and Little franchise?
I haven't thought about that. I'm slightly uncomfortable about having it here.
You're not the only one.
Of course. I don't have to tell you. I can't imagine what it must be like to have to piece your life back together.
You don't seem to be doing too badly.
Sometimes the best you can do is to stay alive. I said that to you once.
No, not to me.
No, of course. I'm sorry, it's just I knew you. Well, thought I knew you. And whoever was looking through your eyes, you were very kind to me. Will you be kind to me tonight, Robert?
I'll sure try. Wait. Hey.
I'm sorry.
Don't. I, I don't know you.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, look. I like you. You seem really nice. But I'm not this person that you spent time with.
I know. I can't believe it. I loved Adam. I loved him. And he was out of his mind. And he left me behind with all of this. And oh, my. I'm so sorry. It won't happen again.
Don't apologize. Have you been back to the church since it happened? Maybe you just need...
Oh, his religion doesn't seem to agree with me. Besides, there's nowhere to worship around here.
What about the church Shepherd built?
Oh, I thought you knew.
Here you are. Here's some for you.
Thanks, man. God bless you.
Ain't nothing at all. Here you go.
It's a homeless shelter.
Oh, yeah.
She turned the church into a homeless shelter.
Okay. All right. All right. This is still doable. If we wait for the crowd to thin out a little bit, and then
What the fuck are you talking about? We can't do it now.
Why not?
It's a homeless shelter.
So? We were gonna rob it when we thought it was a church.
That's different.
How?
It's just... Look, a church deals in things that... What do you call it when something's there but you can't touch it?
Hologram?
Immaterial, that's it. Churches deal in the immaterial. This is material. This is real. Look, you walk into a church, you say you're hungry and you got no place to go, they pray for you. You come in here and say the same thing, they give you some soup and a place to stay for the night. Besides, look at this place, it's packed. There's too much chance for collateral damage. It's no good.
So that's it. We're gonna walk away from all this because it's wrong. We're all about wrong.
Hey, I already said we're not gonna do it. Who's in charge here?
Your mother is, boss. I'm just working for you in my spare time. Look, boss, I understand, you know. I do, but there's a whole other side to this that you're just not seeing.
What the fuck other side could there possibly...
The side where we're doing a good thing here.
A good thing?
Oh, boss, there's Regina, okay? She's a good person. Not like a fake good person, like most people, but a real, actual good person. Deep inside. And she's got a bunch of highly illegal drugs on her property here. What's she gonna do with it? She can't give it to the cops. They'll arrest her for it. They're already pissed about the church thing, all right? And she can't just throw it away. What if someone finds it? What if a bunch of, puppies and kittens, you know, get into it and OD? So you know what she does, boss?
What? What does she do?
She prays. She gets down on her knees, she puts her hands together and says, "Oh Lord, I have always been your good and faithful servant. And now, through no fault of my own, I'm sitting on enough high-grade B to get everyone in the galaxy high. Please, oh Lord, please take this from my sight."
You haven't been to church in a while, have you?
My point is, we could help her. We could be like instruments of divine intervention. Regina wants us to have those drugs, boss. She wants them gone. She needs our help.
Major, read my lips. There are women and kids in there. I've done a lot of sorry shit in my time, but I am not running a smash-and-grab job where there are women and kids.
Well, hey there, Tommy. Care for some soup?
No, I don't want any soup.
Major?
She doesn't want any soup either. And what the fuck are you doing here anyway? You should be standing in line, not dishing out this slop.
Someone's cranky. I volunteered as soon as I heard Regina was turning this place into a shelter. There's plenty of folks around here that don't know where their next meal's coming from.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going around.
Major, I swear to fuck...
So I noticed you went to my locker, Tommy. You get around to reading that book yet?
No, I'm waiting for the movie.
Well, you ought to give it a look-see. Reckon you could find yourself some guidance from it.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. So, you crashing here now?
Here? Oh, hell no. Too crowded for my taste. Give me a bench in the open sky anytime. Except when it rains. Then I might find my way here. Real popular place, though. Gets full just about every night.
Great. That's fucking great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, maybe if you got some spare time, you could slap on a neighbor and help me pass out the grub. Tonight we're having chili.
Yeah, maybe. See you around, Asa.
Tommy? Ben?
Oh, it's just sitting in there.
And we can have it, boss. I can bring a crew down here. 6 guys with shotguns. It'll take 5 minutes. You don't gotta be involved. No one will get hurt, I swear.
It's no good. There's too many people. There's too many ways for this to get fucked up. We'd have to get out of there with the crates, and that means a bunch of guys or a lifter. Somebody's sure to call the cops. That
boss,
means gunplay.
We need this, okay? This makes all our problems go away. This gets you the Kingery back. This gets rid of your mother. And boss, no disrespect, all right? I am sick of gimping around on this uncomfortable-ass piece of metal. It itches, and my dates are weirded out by this stump. When I had just gotten the cutest little tattoo of a dove on my ankle. Okay. I want my friggin' leg back. 5 minutes, boss.
You can't smash and grab. We gotta use finesse.
Finesse?
Yeah. Cunning. Guile. Sneakiness. This needs to be a heist.
A heist. I've never been on a real heist before.
Come on. Let's go figure this shit out. Who are these alleged dates of yours, anyway?
You'd be surprised.
On the next, The Kingery.
You know, it figures. Just when I think there might be a glimmer of a chance to turn things around.
It's not so bad, boss.
Not so bad? Major, it's crawling with people. Homeless people. People who don't have anywhere else to go. The building will never be empty.
So it'll be a little harder to get the behold out of there.
I'm sorry, Tiffy. I didn't mean to. I mean, I didn't want to let you down.
You were taking it?
Just once in a while. To take the edge off. You know, to relax.
After everything you did to get hooked clean again? I can't believe you're going to be such a hypocrite.
How did you handle talking to someone who has feelings for you?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I'm talking about Tommy Hartel. How did you
manage? Wait a minute. You thought Tommy and I were... that he had feelings for me?
Well, that's just what everyone else said.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, wow's a word.
You telling me Asa wrote this?
He can't have written this. There'd be more, I don't know, dag-nabbit in it or something.
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
What does it mean?
Not really sure.
The Kingery, Season 3, Episode 5, The Awkward Phase. Featuring the voice talents of Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Harry Whittle as Hooks, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, M. Sierra Garcia as Major, Marcus Beatty as Leo, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Jane Parrish as Regina, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, and Jack Kalk as Homeless Person. Written by Pete Mylan. Story by Jeffrey Bridges with Neil Bailey, Susan Bridges, Alicia Lane Matheson, Pete Mylan, and Perry Whittle. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. directed by Perry Whittle. Produced by Pendant Productions, this production is copyright 2009, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Makala Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2009, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.